Well, job done in midweek, Paul. It probably took a little bit longer than would have been ideal, but the win, the result's a result, and Derby, here we come in a week. So
I think it was a game very much like probably our supporters will remember a lot of games last year. You know, it was very much back to that type of challenge for us. It was difficult for us to get any momentum in the game. We were never sort of having that period where you felt we've got them right on the back foot. I felt we were always in control of the game without ever looking. We started well.
Never looked like conceding, really.
Yeah, we never looked like conceding. We just tailed off a bit in the middle of the second half, you know, where we become a bit labour. But great credit to the players. It's, you know, to be able to look as sharp as they... When the first goal went in, we created a lot more chances from then. Obviously, Scunthorpe pushed more men forward, etc. So the game becomes a bit more open. But great credit to all the players. It's, you know, it's been a difficult Christmas period for every club. That's the way football is. And, you know, we've had the extra game with MK Dons. You know, but the players keep standing up to every test that's put in front of them. And, you know, one thing's for sure, the tests are going to get harder and harder.
And, of course, the last few weeks, when you've been sort of bringing on those fresher legs, it's been Gardner or O'Shea or both. But this time you went for the Jones at left-back and pushed Klukas up. What was the thinking behind that on that particular moment?
Just energy, Phil. It's important you have energy. You know, we was very mindful of the fact that Scunthorpe had made the substitutions, the last one, Hawkins coming on. And they had a couple of lads that were flagging, they were visually flagging. You know, it was important that we made sure we kept pace and energy around them players. You know, Klukas's fitness levels are fantastic, as are the rest of the squad. You know, Daniel coming on there just made sure that when they did counter-attack us, we had pace to handle that. So Dan's recovery runs covered any danger that Scunthorpe might offer. You know, we were going to introduce Gardner as well. That was a sub that was already being done. You know, but obviously once we got the first goal, I felt then it was a lot more like us. We created good chances. We had great opportunity to score more goals. And, you know, it was finished off by Armand's free kick, which was a great effort on the night.
And we're not going to talk Derby because that'll look after itself next week. But I'm sure the immediate aftermath of the game, the dressing room was great because you've got a fixture that everybody will be looking forward to.
I don't know about that, Phil. It was quite it was a different atmosphere after the game because you've got to remember, we're a club that's trying to be successful. You know, so when you're talking about Derby away, we're trying to go there and win. You know, we're not in the FA Cup to get a big draw and get knocked out and have a good day out. You know, Derby will take care of itself. But by the time our lads go to Derby, we'll believe that we can win the game. Obviously, Derby are a very good side. We're not stupid people. But when your mentality of the club's changing and changing as it is, and we're trying our best to keep the lads believing in that, that big games are what you get used to. Tuesday was a difficult game because 90% of people thought we'd win. It's always a difficult challenge then. You know, Scunthorpe have got a mindset, they're in a good run. Different team, obviously, than the league form. You know, but the mindset then coming, it was to stop us playing a little bit. You know, but they had good spells, Scunthorpe, as well in the game, second half. So they're always the difficult games. We now go into two games, Swindon and then obviously Derby. That it's a different sort of way of looking at the game.
You talk about fatigue and obviously Saturday, Tuesday or whatever days it's been the last few weeks, playing two matches a week and then extra time at the end of it. Did everybody come through with just fatigue or were there any injuries as well? And B, how did Jimmy Ryan cope with his time on with his troublesome groin?
Jimmy looks great when he goes on the pitch, doesn't he? He's so off his front foot and he's got such good, like he covers the ground so quick, he's so off his front foot, he's got so much energy that, you know, when Jimmy's play on the pitch, you wouldn't notice that you thought he was injured. So we're just monitoring Jimmy, you know, for our supporters and our players. You know, we'll go to Swindon on Saturday and he's been like that in a minute. We'll have a lot of energy in the team, you know, so Jimmy's been primed for the Swindon game as well. You know, but all in all, Gary Roberts has got a bit of a knock on his ankle that he's carrying, which is unlike Gary to get a little knock. But Gary's been fantastic as of late, you know, so we're just monitoring Gary. Yeah, but the pleasing thing is the lads' day off today, and you know we've been in since early the staff with some of the lads who aren't playing, and there's four or five of the players in doing different work that have played on Tuesday night. And you think to yourself, it's good, isn't it?
On the day off, yeah. So okay, there might be a few late checks with Roberts and Ryan, but everybody else raring to go.
Yeah, you know Manny comes back into the squad from the cup game. You know, obviously a couple of lads have been left off the bench as of late. You know, which is always disappointing for me as a manager because I feel I must speak about it because our lads don't deserve to be left off the bench. It's hard to give lads the minutes they want at the minute because everyone's chomping to play, and you know, that's what the clubs, that's what happens to you when you're at clubs that are winning football games. The games can't come quick enough and no one feels tired. if them runs change, all of a sudden we're all leggy and we're all, you know, not looking for games. So at the minute it's going well, we're not stupid. You know, football changes very, very quickly. It doesn't change over a period of times. It can change dramatically. You know, we've got to make sure we're managing towards that.
But no doubt, when you have got more than seven to select from for the bench, the work that everybody puts in Monday to Friday will probably have an even greater effect.
You've got to get on the bench now, Phil. That's exactly it. You won't get on your bench sulking and, you know, doing other stuff. You know, you'll get on the bench by showing, like, you know, the lads who are out the team of training this morning, they're in the boxing gym at 2 o'clock. You know, if your attitude isn't correct to that, you'll find yourself sulking your way off the bench. So I know what I'd be doing if I wanted to be involved in the first team.
Well, we're talking briefly about Derby as being a big match. Well, as far as league matches come, they don't come much bigger than Swindon away, top of the league there in great form, Paul.
Fantastic form. It's for a manager like myself, it's a pleasure to go and watch teams like Swindon on Monday night. You know, they're everything that I like about a modern day game of football. You know, they play the game the right way. They handle the ball really well all over the pitch. The fitness levels are very good because they all want the ball. They're just a really, really good side. And, you know, I know the chairman down there quite well, Lee Power. I know the manager, Mark, quite well as well through my time of playing and managing against them. And, you know, nothing's won in January, you know, but they've got all the hallmarks of being a team that will get promoted. And certainly, barring Saturday, I'm one of them that I'd like to see them do it.
And of course, they've got a couple of their key men away in the Asian football tournament. It's not seemingly made any difference.
Might need another 6 or 7 called off, Phil, if you watch the Monday night, pal. And if they're the key men, they've got some decent squad players, haven't they? You know, it's good to see. I enjoy watching football games like that. It'll be a challenge for us Saturday. But I'm sure Mark knows us a little bit as well. And, you know, I know a lot of teams have gone and got men behind the ball and different stuff like that. That won't be happening with us Saturday. We'll go and engage Swindon in a good football match, and I hope I'm Saturday night at 5 o'clock, people are leaving the ground saying what a great game that was.
And of course, from a scoreline point of view, I'm not talking about necessarily the balance of play in the 90 minutes, from a scoreline point of view, they're the only team that's tonked Chesterfield this season.
I like the word tonk, Phil. I didn't really like it, but I've got to take it, haven't I? Yeah, listen, I hold my hands up, me, Swindon were better than us on the night. I've got no problems with that, me. No excuses. We've looked forward to playing them again. I feel we can be better in the game than we were that night. I feel we can add qualities to what we can do on the pitch that we didn't do that night in terms of out of possession of the ball. It's great for you as a manager now because we've been preparing for Swindon since Tuesday night. It's a game I'm very, very much looking forward to. It's a game that I think will be a good game, you know, but you'd also must pay Swindon a massive compliment because they're a very good side.
And that game, back in whenever it was almost first goal wins it, wasn't it, really? Because it was a very even contest up until the first goal.
October the 20th, Phil.
No, you're
Tuesday, 7:45, 3-0 defeat. Don't remember it very well.
But, until that first goal, it was a very even contest.
We've got good players, you know. At the end of the day, football's about players. Swindon have got very good players. You know, Bristol City have got very good players. That's the nature of the game. You can't guarantee they play well on a day. You know, but you can't have more. I physically can't have more respect than I have for a team like Swindon. You know, just by the way they play the game. You know, the way they're not involved in trying to win the game from the dugout. They're not trying to con and cheat referees and shout and bawl for decisions in tunnels and stuff like that. You know, they're everything I like about football, and it's great to see them top of the league. You know, as I say, I'm really looking forward to playing them Saturday because I believe we'll win.
Time and again, you sort of say you don't like chopping and changing with your side. You've unchanged in 2015 since the turn of the new year. You often sort of say you don't always like playing 4-4-2. You don't want to be losing out in midfield to Swindon. So have you got a decision to make on A, your formation, and B, your lineup?
Yeah.
Give us a bit of meat on that then.
We're going to attack. We're going down and have a go at Swindon. We're going to have a go and get at them and try and create chances and score. If you defend deep and let Swindon have the ball, you'll end up getting beat. They've got good players who hate you. To hate them, you must attack and you must get them forward. What it will do is leave you vulnerable at the back the same as it leaves everyone else. If that's the case and we get beat, we'll travel home Saturday night beat. That's life. That's football. We're going to go down there and try and score some goals that can see us play involved in a game like Bristol City, where we didn't win. But we leave with a lot of respect.
But could have won. It was 2-2 at 90 minutes, wasn't it?
Football. You know, I think what we will do on Saturday is show Swindon the respect that they do deserve because they're a fantastic team. They've got really good players. Mark's done an amazing job in terms of, because come the summer gone, there was a little bit of, I've got to be careful what we're to say, change at Swindon.
Well, they weren't able to sign anybody for a long time, weren't they?
Lee Power, the chairman, who were known for quite a long time, and he's a great lad. you know, and he's overseeing a club now that's playing great football. You know, they'll get great loans off teams because of the way they play. You know, they're now trying to get into the Championship, which I believe they'll do. You know, and I think at the minute it looks fully deserved. It can change football, we're not stupid. You know, but we go down there involved in a game that we want to win. And if we're on a good run, the only way to stay on your good run is by winning football games. I don't believe in parking buses and time wasting after 8 minutes and, you know, all the palaver that people call professionalism. It's not my type of professionalism.
And, of course, they've got the sort of squad that you love, young and hungry, haven't they, Swindon?
I don't love, other people having them squads. Phil, I like us having it. I like people just to talk about us. It's, oh, but every plaudit they get, they deserve. Mm. You know, but there's a long way to go in the season, and Mark will be well aware of that. You know, but as we speak now, where they deserve to be, and in my opinion, rightly so.
As the chief exec said, you can have any of the cup money for strengthening your squad.
He died from me. He just died from me. No, but listen, we're happy. You know, for our supporters, as I say, and football clubs about supporting your team. It's the days after the MK Dons result were not great days for us. You know, because no one was going to go to replay. You know, the likelihood is we'll get knocked out, etc. 1,200 people went back to the replay and we got through. We've earned our right to go and play in the next round of the cup because we want to be in the fifth round. What we've got is a big league game on Saturday against Swindon first. That'll be a big challenge for everyone.